Hey, everybody. And we're happy, but we're sad. We're happy because we get to talk more football with you. We're sad because it's the last video in our spring report card series. We've done four videos to this date. This is the final one. We're going to be talking about true freshman defensive backs. We're talking Sam McCall. We're talking Azariah, tomato, tomato, Thomas. We can call him AZ from now on so we don't look like idiots. We're going to be talking about those two extremely impressive freshmen. We're breaking down every single play of the spring game, and we are going to be telling you what we think, breaking it down like the triple option only can. Hey, Adam. Hey, Kevin. How you doing, guys?
Doing good. Ready to jump
Shaka,
in.
Bro. Okay. Very rocket power of you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, Kevin, let's me, you, and the squid. Let's take a look at these. Let's take a look at these videos. You would be a sponger, wouldn't you, Adam? I could see you. Bodyborne sponger.
That's great.
All right. Numbers for these guys, just for housekeeping purposes.
So we got number 11 at the bottom of the screen. That's Sam McCall. AZ Thomas, number 20 at the top of the screen. Pretty much in most of these plays, they'll be playing outside receiver or outside cornerback. So you'll be able to see them. McCall's got the dreads if you can't see the numbers. AZ's got the armband and just looks like a linguine noodle. With
does
his
he?
Length.
But al dente. He looks a little bit more strong and al dente. Oh, that's sick. Okay.
All right.
What do we see here, guys?
So they are working. They're working. Oof. An angle route here to the back.
Yeah, so it actually looks like they have some sort of palm coverage over. So it's three over kind of two. So they're kind of, this guy's waiting for the first guy inside. This guy's waiting for the first guy outside. And this guy's taking anybody deep. So at first I thought this was man coverage and that McCall was cheating on this. But I do think technically, since he was the outside man on this triangle, this is his guy. I think he still cheats it knowing it's going to be an angle route.
That's what I was going to ask. Is this more like, oh my God, look at the instincts, or oh my God, great athleticism. This is a play that he's ran up against a million times because of familiarity with practice. What do you think about that, guys?
I think the latter. I think he's seen this play. I think he's seen this goal line play 100 times and jumped it.
So yeah,
still good ball skills. Absolutely. And good, he got to the spot quickly. So that's good. I don't want to crap on it, but I do want to, anybody who's played organized football, like these scrimmages, there is that familiarity factor that really plays into a lot of these.
So this running back is giving no indications that he's cutting it back inside at this moment, but McCall's planted his foot and is heading this way. You can see it right in this frame.
That's good telestration work. Yeah. Still impressive speed.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the agility, athleticism. All right, now we got There's one Thomas. On AZ's side of the ball.
Yeah, they motion Pittman down there, a little slip screen. This is tough. I mean, you know, you've got two blockers out in front of him. He's kind of a little passive. I guess you would like to see him be a little more aggressive here, but you know, you've got to be wary of some guys slipping off those blocks and taking off right there. You wanted to fit that gap a little bit quicker, but all in all, I mean, not a lot that he could do here.
No, not really. Good play design. He didn't really get like caught in the wash or anything like that. Right. It was just a little late there, but, and maybe could be a little stronger on the tackle, but true freshman. Mm-hmm.
I think we got both of them down here. You don't really see him.
So they're playing straight man here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't get to see much. So. All right, here's McCall playing man here. I think that might be Kentron Portier. I think he does a good job here.
Yeah.
Gets his hand on the outside, turns his hips.
Do we expect both of these guys to end up being outside defensive backs for the majority of their reps here at Florida State? Do we expect this is the position where both these guys are going to contribute, Adam and Kevin?
If McCall can continue to turn and run like that, yes.
Okay.
I know there's been a lot of talk about him maybe being a safety at some point.
That's what I was referencing. That's a lot of what I'd heard, but I thought that was a pretty good rep.
Yeah, I thought it was too. And I think we saw a lot of that from him here in the spring game and throughout the spring in general.
They both look like more corners to me. McCall's yeah, I think little... so.
They love that length. That length plays in this defense. This is what secondaries are trending towards as far as cornerbacks go.
I kind of want to talk about AZ up here. So this is one of the concerns I had with him early on. So I think if you see him get a lot of playing time early in his career on these little short breaking routes, because of his length, he's going to have good makeup speed. But for these quicker routes, he might be a step or two behind. So he's already kind of out of phase with this wide receiver, a step behind. This would be a completion against a good team here.
How do you combat that? Just more,
be more physical
off the line. Okay.
Yeah, you get your hands on him here. Mm-hmm. Just slow down.
He's too passive there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing to point out.
Well, if you have his length, you need to be a boxer. You need to use that reach to kind of get in there.
I think physicality is probably going to be the Achilles heel for both of these guys. As true freshmen, though. But yeah, he kind of gets owned here. Oh, that's a pretty blatant hold, but
I don't think they're calling that.
Oh, but no.
Portier's a bigger receiver, to be fair.
Yeah.
But he does a good job. That's good coverage. It's just a good throw and catch.
It's an absolute dime.
So here, gets his hands on him early. He actually wins here. So you see, he's got the inside. He's got the shoulders. And then when Portier turns to run, he stays in phase with him. He's actually capping him. So he's actually half a step ahead of Portier here. So that's great coverage.
Yeah, this is just better ball. He kind of loses it a little bit there at the end.
Yeah, but the back shoulder throw, if executed at this level, is the hardest thing to defend.
But look where his eyes are. His eyes are not...
he gets kind of turned around a little bit, Adam.
Yeah, I think he's losing.
Here.
Yeah. I think he thinks he's already won, and I don't think he finished that play.
In high school, he has. Against any receiver on our roster, he probably has, besides Portier.
They got a weird chemistry for that.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Okay, but to me, super positive play for him.
Agreed. All right, nice pass off there.
He McCall at the bottom.
Yeah, passes it off, jumps the wheel.
What's Thomas doing up top?
Yeah, let's watch Thomas up top. So, yeah, not much to see there.
He sticks with his guy. Sticks with his guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little bit less out of phase here than he was on that slant earlier. Stays with him on the twirl route.
That's a good rep from both of them, same time.
Oh, you can see Thomas up here. Finally get to see him man on the outside. On a deep developing route, does a good job flipping the hips, gets hands on him
fluid.
Early.
Yeah, that was fluid, that flip.
And you can't really see it, but I think he's totally in phase with that wide receiver. He's won that route at least at the beginning.
Which is why Tate dropped the ball in fear. Clearly.
All right, I don't think we'll be able to see much there.
No, Thomas was with his receiver again, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's peeling off by this point, but.
We'll watch some more film, but as of right now, cool cone. These look like guys these look like guys that are going to play for you next year. Like, they look ready enough. Over pursuit there by McCall?
No, not bad. Sets the edge.
Okay. Yeah, his job isn't to make the tackle on the inside here.
It's to, like you said, just
make sure he
lock.
Turns up.
Yeah. Okay. And he did.
Get him into this where you've got safety help and linebacker help.
And he got to that spot real quick, man.
Yeah. He recognized it quick.
Got the ass kicked there.
Did it? Well, look who.
Johnny Wilson will be.
Yeah, dude. That guy is a beast, dude.
6'7", 250 pounds. Pushed him outside.
Yeah. Can't teach that size. I get that. Anytime these DBs are having to go against Wilson in a blocking situation, I think there should be a little asterisk. That kid really is damn good. He's a good blocker.
So let's look at AZ against, I think this might be Helton, but this is in the pre-spring game lead up. I kind of highlighted this, like maybe this would be where his length might hurt him is against these quicker receivers. But he does a really good job of staying patient here.
Yeah,
he erased.
He's very patient.
Even with his hands, he reaches his hands out, but he doesn't lunge. You don't see him really.
That's a good punch.
Too much over his center of gravity.
That's a better punch than a lot of the stuff we saw from the Bless Harris video that you guys launched before that, right? I mean, that's...
He's blanketed on that guy.
Thomas looks pretty polished for a guy his age.
Oh, this is a guy. It's a kid that's... I mean, his brother just signed a... I think he was an undrafted free agent.
Which is...
Georgia Tech. I mean...
Which
I
think, is a shame. His brother's a total stud.
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah. I actually highlighted his brother specifically when I made the preview game for Georgia Tech a couple years ago. The guy's a stud.
Well, look at you.
Here he is.
Man, he covers this guy like a blanket.
Yeah, that's erased. What is McCall in on this rep too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's at the bottom. He's hand fighting with Wilson. Doing a good job. They both do a great job of engaging early and keeping their eyes on the receiver, staying capped over the top, staying in phase. Look at this.
This is promising stuff, guys.
I mean,
I really think, caveat Florida State's receivers, right? I mean,
I think last year Florida State had the worst receiving core in at least the Power Five. So that is the caveat. But as freshmen, this is still impressive.
They both can run, right? They're both very athletic.
And they're long. Here at the top of the screen, Thomas gets speed inside a little bit. Kind of caught off that back pedal, that longer stride. Doesn't really hurt him too much, but
yeah, because he already sees the toss there. I mean, maybe he could take a better angle to the football after the fact.
It's just the first step here.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So he's caught here. He's got already
a little
beat.
High.
But you know, that's something that will be fixed relatively shortly.
McCall's kind of like beeping and bopping around. I mean, should he reach the one thing that may be a weakness for him is recognizing run and triggering. And then is he just, Johnny Wilson's just like eating him like a, just he's eating him up. That's like
dwell too much for the kid.
That's me in a cheesy gordita crunch. Like he just ate him up.
Oh,
that's a nice job coming up there again.
Yeah, so he recognizes run here, gets outside of Wilson, doesn't get locked up by him.
Yeah, very good.
He's an outside cornerback. He's not going to be blowing people up. You just need to make the tackle. Can we see anything early?
I don't really see anything.
Looks like Thomas is playing zone of some kind. He's waiting for someone to... I mean, they do match zone, so he's waiting for this guy to come outside, and it doesn't look like he does, so he's kind of just hanging out back there.
Does his job.
And you know someone's coming back his way. And I don't know. Yep.
Good rep.
Oh, here's exactly what I'm talking about. It's those first couple steps. If you're not going to get your hands on them, I think that one stride length is going to be trouble for them.
Which is a shame with that length, because that seems like it could be a fairly easy tweak to make, right?
I think it will be. I think I've seen, I don't have confirmation that this is what they do, but I'm fairly certain that they kind of rep this mirror technique before they really push them to jam at the line. But
okay, so get this down first, and then once you like, and it look, I don't think he has any problem mirroring routes or staying in phase. I think it's probably when summer practice starts, I think it's time to start jamming people up with Thomas.
I think for him, I think if you can get him to jam here, it's even without the jam, even getting kind of beat off that break, his length allows him to kind of catch up, and he makes this a hard catch.
Looks like he lets his eyes get in the backfield a little early too. You watch his head right there.
I wonder why. It's a straight pass all the way. There's no play action.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
He's got to play through his hands a little better too.
Well, speaking to what you guys said was a strength of his earlier, he's patient. Maybe a little bit too patient there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's why you want to see him kind of hand fight a little bit at the line, kind of buy him a little bit more time to be patient, if that makes sense.
Man, McCall's quick, but then Marcus and Douglas is a big boy. Right, like McCall just shoots in there, and then he just gets enveloped. Like,
oh, that's not McCall. Like, that's McClellan.
Oh, well, then never mind that.
He also gets enveloped.
Okay, whoopsies. Forget about all that I just said.
I think it's just AZ in right now.
AZ's
okay, never mind. Well, then sorry, McClellan. You get good trigger for him. Then
hold on, is 31 Damori Tate?
31, I do believe, is Damori Tate.
Well, let's go back and watch him, because there's a 5-star. We're adding the trifecta here, bonus coverage.
Oh, we didn't even plan on this, Adam. This wasn't in the script.
I mean, that's a much better take on someone.
Everybody's favorite 5-star.
On Portier here.
Oh, yeah, with one arm, right? That's good, because the knock on him is that he wasn't physical enough.
Yeah, here he is at the
bottom.
Damn,
he's long as hell.
Yeah, he is.
Moly.
I don't think I really realized that. You'd like to see if he's going to be man on Marcus and Douglas. You'd like to see him not get pushed off the line there.
Yeah.
Is that Poitier? Or Poitier?
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, sorry, Poitier.
Yeah. You can't give up that much ground.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a lazy rep.
Yeah, gotta fight through that a little bit.
Up top, they kind of do a little pick on Thomas. Not much you can do there. All right, now we got McCall in.
Tate's down here at the bottom.
Yeah, Damori Tate. He's also capping this receiver, doing a pretty good job.
He just, I don't know, something about him.
What? Is it the way he plays, or
something about him just looks lazy?
Yeah, I kind of agree. Just watching these
hands are kind of down at his side.
Yeah, I mean, compared to like McCall and Thomas, how much they're working each rep?
I mean, what in the world is this?
Where is he on this play?
He's down to the bottom of the screen here.
This is Damori Tate.
He gets him, and then he just.
Oh yeah, he just. somebody just pulled the plug on the PlayStation, right? It's like, play's over.
Yeah,
but it's not over.
I know you're not going to tackle Jordan Travis, but
at least pull the imaginary flag.
You got any competitiveness in you?
Interesting.
Yeah, let's instead watch Sam McCall on this rep, because I think he beats Micah Pittman here at the top of the screen. Uses his hands, knocks Pittman off of his route here. Right there. Oh, I missed the pause button. Oh, you can see it there. So now Pittman's totally lost his center balance, messes up his route, allows
that's
McCall.
That's a funny juxtaposition, because talking about McCall and Tate coming out of, they were both uber talented prospects, but the thing to watch on both of them was like competitiveness and effort and like giving up on plays. And I haven't seen any of that from McCall so far, which I think is really promising. But Adam, did you catch that? I think you had to deal with a canine situation.
I did not. What was that?
So I thought it was an interesting juxtaposition on the last play, because Damori Tate and Sam McCall, the possible concern for both of those like 5-star prospects was effort and giving up on plays. And I haven't seen that from McCall really at all so far.
No, I agree. And you see him taking off there at the end of that play to get across his field.
Yeah, I think that's
This is another situation. This is slow to react. And
yeah,
this is a clear run read.
Gosh, he's so long. If you could harness that, but
time to process.
Wow, really?
I mean, you gotta at some point.
Yeah.
Say, hey, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, poop, brother. What happens there? That was kind of funky.
And I knew he was gonna be really raw.
So this is he's zoning him. He's waiting. He's keeping his eyes waiting for this running back to come out here. He's taking first one out. Since this guy's going in, he's kind of just riding him until he sees someone. Thomas is back playing probably some kind of cover 4. And so you don't really see that.
I mean, should somebody else have been there in that other zone to pick up McClain? He looked like he was pretty damn open.
Yeah, one of these linebackers. They bit up hard on the play action.
All right, Jordan. Maybe hit number 11 next time, dog.
Yep. He's got him open deep, though. I mean, in fairness.
Yeah.
This should be a
touchdown.
This thing died in the wind.
Okay. Fair. Well, then good play design and bad zone defense by Florida State. Not from McCall, though. He played that well.
McCall getting outside, turning it in.
Tough, dude. He's playing tough. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, I think you can criticize him for getting pushed around, but he's also just smaller than these guys blocking him, you know? Mm-hmm. Preston Daniels, 250 pounds.
And it's not an aversion to contact, right? Like, he's hopping, like, he's getting his nose dirty. Like, he's cutting off the outside. He's hopping around doing what he needs to do. And
well, one of a friend of the show, I'm not going to name his name because he would rather be anonymous, but a prominent defensive back coach in the state of Florida thought that Sam McCall played really well in the spring game. And my first impressions was I thought he actually played a little soft against a run, but I'm going to have to eat some crow here and say I was wrong about that.
Eat that bird. You're a line guy anyway, Adam. You know, flowery defensive backs.
If you're going to criticize anybody about being soft, I think it might be Thomas.
I don't
he reads
even know
this
if I
screen and he's just no, it's just a little stop. Hesitant.
That's not his job.
I guess if you could compare the two of them, maybe, but I'm happy that both of the freshman guys don't have an aversion, like contact phobia. Ooh, that's fast.
I mean, McCall just got thrown in the fire being that boundary corner and having to be putting run fits against, I mean, Norvell loves this. He will sit here with this tight end and say, okay, you're going to put this corner in a run fit. We're just going to block him.
Yeah, McCall had a tough assignment all day during, like, Johnny Wilson, tight ends. Like,
he's probably going to tweet at us, but whatever keeps Jerry and Jones off the field.
You don't have a Twitter, so you're feel free to say that. I'm not going to say anything because I do have a Twitter and I don't feel like being contacted.
Yeah, I don't. You keep your opinions to yourself, AB.
Yeah, that's you. At Adam O-line coach 69420 at hotmail.com. That's how you can get a hold of Adam.
That is.
I mean, we talked about Micah Pittman and that he was probably the best route runner on the team. He's above average power five wide receiver, in my opinion. And Sam McCall wins this. So we talked about this before, but this is one of those routes where they engage to block and then he throws them and tries to win deep. But you can see that it doesn't get open because Travis isn't seeing anything.
He's really physical with him.
Yeah, so I think he ends up winning this route, which
I agree.
Against a solid wide receiver.
And Thomas up top. Yeah, he's with his guy every step of the way as well.
Yeah, that's McClain. So McClain does a really good job faking him out on the block here. Really sells it.
That's a guy that I'm interested in how he does this year. That's the guy that we need to step up. And I was not super impressed with him.
No, he
gets, from what I've heard during spring.
He gets beat right there by Thomas.
Man, dude, this is a fun little cornerback combo, right, guys?
I think so. I think in 2 years.
This sucks for him right there. This sucks for anybody though, dude.
This is why this is why Johnny Wilson might be a net positive in the game, even if he doesn't catch a single ball, is because, I mean, put him in this position, say, you want to put a cornerback here?
Right. Norvell's going to do that. He's going to scheme up angles for this guy to just wreak havoc on defensive backs.
Jeez,
I like watching Johnny Wilson run block, man.
If Johnny Wilson can figure out how to catch, he will make this offense a top 25 offense.
God, we need to figure out some sort of pine tar situation or something. Just to cheat. You guys ever seen Little Giants? Like, that's what we need. Yeah, we need to stick them. Oh my God.
I have a suggestion.
Bro.
Why don't you get someone on your staff that can teach someone how to catch a football?
Well, that's a really good point.
I don't know. Just a suggestion.
How much more is D-back nonsense?
We got two more. We got two more plays. Can you handle it?
Oh, look at him. Jeez, man. You couldn't contain yourself for the entire video. You almost made it, but you can see literally nothing.
He's shenanigans out here running around like it's soccer.
McCall sees.
Oh, God. Not a soccer rant. You can't. You're one of those people.
He adjusts. He does a good job of blowing this up when he's a little bit beat. That allows him to kind of recover. I mean, against Preston Daniel, I think. But still. Up top.
Good play.
Nice job recognizing they're trying to hit the wheel there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that up top, too.
Up top, he wins. Yeah, I think you're seeing the same thing. They're both doing a good job of capping the receivers, staying over top against this the starting receivers on this team. I think this is the play where we kind of were like, we could use a little bit more from you.
Yeah, you'd like to see him, instead of waiting and getting run through, meeting him in the hole, but.
All right, that's it.
Thank God.
Oh, that was impressive to me. The glass half full guy.
I just watched Johnny Wilson block every play. I don't care.
You could have a sweet highlight of him, like you'd like some bone crusher in the background. You could make a pretty
cool.
Wait,
are you saying we need a
blocking.
Johnny Wilson Jr. film review after this?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Now listen, guys. I'm really encouraged. I think I was of the opinion of you guys before I sat down and watched the film that physically impressive freshman DBs against the run and contact. They're kind of getting beat up. Not really the case, man. On a couple of run plays, you'd like to see a little bit more recognition, a little bit more physicality from Thomas off the jump, but the way that they are able to mirror and shadow and really stick to these guys to the way that they were able to erase Florida State's best receivers, guys that are veteran guys, shifty, agile guys. I'm really encouraged, man. Florida State those are two really good pieces that are going to be a factor in Florida State's defense, definitely this year, but for years to come. Hits by Marcus Woodson and staff. I'm super encouraged. What do you guys think?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I think that they're going to get a significant amount of reps, I think, in 2 years. You have two kids that could potentially be drafted. So
they're going to get a significant amount of reps this year.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So. That's what I meant. I'm just saying in 2 years, yeah. I think they're going to be a special 1-2 punch to have on the outside. And even now, I mean, to have them as your backup cornerbacks, I think this secondary has a bright future this season.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about a lot of positions on this team where depth is a concern. Not a defensive back, man. They got some good pieces to work with. They're true freshmen. They're going to tank their lumps. They're going to get taken advantage of a little bit just because they haven't seen a lot of this stuff. So keep that in mind, but God, the positives far outweigh the negatives, man. I'm super jacked, stoked, amped, and excited every single adjective I could use. But listen, guys, our series has come to a close, but we did it on a high note. Now, listen, I love you. You love us. And if you really do, subscribe to the X's and Noles YouTube page. Subscriptions on. Tell your friend.
5K.
So close to 5. Well, maybe we'll do something fun for 5. I don't know. Well, you got to get to 5,000 subscribers for you guys to even see. But listen, we love you. Tell your friends about us. We're going to be rocking all off season with the content. Keep interacting with us in the comment section. Give us suggestions. We'll do whatever you want. We're whores for you. Like whatever you do, just please like us. Please, we'll do it. Anyway, speaking of whores, Adam and Kevin, that was another good episode. Keep chopping on, you dirty toes.